Hear then some, also then audio file, from some of Book 2 and Chapter 14, in Adelma von Wey's book, Spirit, Power and Matter. Print edition from 1948. Scan mistakes may be, and then any mistakes in this audio file. Development. Since the fraction was double, the reconciliation has to be double, also. The second fall is followed by a development going its lawful way. The firings which were thrown off by the second class sun, and which contained the contrast spirits, found themselves after their offal in a molecular state rotating around the maternal worlds. In the third condensation they were receiving the primordial light through the second suns. Being telluric, they received a telluric light, the condensed primordial light which corresponded to the matters of the firings. The contrast spirits could not do anything against the law of nature. They had to obey the forming law of nature. The formation of these firings to worlds went according to the same laws, through the same steps as the embryonic worlds which have been described. Everything happened only in a denser and in a more material measure. Out of the molecular state, embryonic germs sprang up to new worlds. The germs were loosened from the rings electrically in a spirally formed movement. In the beginning, they were suspended as satellites which eventually developed themselves around the worlds. They were in a planetary relation to their maternal world. They received tellurically the light of the second suns, which was their solar light. The world germs and embryos did not develop at the same time. These were steps formed in spiral circles. There were some which moved quickly, turning into an egg-like state. Others were rotating with long electric light streaks. Others again, having an overweight of development within themselves, were simply rolling. Others, coming out, 57, of a state of transition, were rotating lawfully. The world gems could not find their development from fire rings, at the same time. Everything had to move in order, under pressure of rotation, in the course of a spiral circle. Thus, the molecules became germs, in the course of a spiral circle, and were eliminated. These germs became eggs, in continuation of the course of a spiral circle. These became comets in the same course and then became simply rolling worlds, and finally became suns rotating according to law. The last completed worlds, through the influence of the contrast which caused volcanic revolutions, eliminated the firings, also. These firings, growing according to the same law, are satellites or companions of these worlds. These worlds form first of fire rings, were called suns of the third class. This will be explained later in more detail. Here before your eyes, an infinite life, a continuous formation of worlds, is unfolding. In a spiral circle, one is replacing the other. The continuous throwing off and eliminating were consequences of the working contrast which wanted to surpass in their absurdity the limitations of the universe and of the law. Wherever it could, it hindered by resistance to and stagnation of powers, and by electric and volcanic explosions. In this way, crushes occurred through stagnation of powers in the spiral circle, which made molecular atoms out of crushed worlds. Since the law of nature, however, was working on and on, nothing could get lost or become destroyed. Therefore, these atoms found themselves rotating, newly accumulating and growing into worlds. These atoms, filled with microcosmic life, rotated around worlds, and the satellites around planets. Here is the complete great picture before you. We described it starting with the unmovable primordial light, going on in spiral circles to new creations and to dipotence. You have first the primordial suns, then as their children the second suns out of which the offal happened. Then, the third suns formed themselves, and formed solarities in the midst of illuminations and children and planets of their own. These again had satellites around them. Among them all of these were the world atoms rotating, 58, as molecularly powered electric flakes in the solar systems of the third suns. You have different rotations. First, the great simple rotation of the primordial suns or first suns around the primordial light. Then you have the rotation of the second suns with an axial movement of their own around the primordial suns. Together with these, therefore, threefold around the primordial light, which is the third spiral circle, you have the rotation of the third suns with an axial movement of their own around the second suns, and with these around the primordial suns and around the primordial light in the fifth grade of the spiral circle. You have finally the turning of the children or offals of the third suns, around themselves and their maternal worlds and so on in the course of the spiral circle. The augmentation is removal from God and the primordial light. Thus the second fall did not bring chaos or destruction, but condensation and augmentation. Over this stood the unchangeable great God and his law, guiding, forming, and reconciling. The contrast spirits follow the densest fluids always. When solarities projected themselves out of the ferritilda copyright rings, these as purer fluids were left by the worst contrast spirits and the remained inhabited by the less evil ones. The spiritual influence of the contrast affected the development of the life principle. Following mechanically, this was exposed to fluidal influences. In the worlds of coarsest condensation, developments of various plants and animals came into existence. By the spiritual and fluidal influence of the contrast, poisonous plants and savage animals arose. The embryonic development of the worlds out of the firings had the same lawful orderly course as that of the second sun. Only here, from the very beginning, the fluids were denser, the cellular animals bigger, the light animals more condensed. Everything was the same in origin, in the unity, but different in the multitude, in apparition. There were therefore in the worlds formed out of firings, all beginning germs, atoms, and molecules, denser from the beginning. Later, all formations and 59 carbon deposits were more material, such as carbon rain, crystal meltings, floods, and a mixture. The intervals between heat and cold were longer, the leveling off more difficult because of the obstacles of the contrast spirits. Especially the development of animals was very different in their apparition from the former ones, because sensuality was developed in the contrary spirits, and it conveyed itself to the animal organisms which were animated by the life principle. The contrast spirits had intelligence and conscience. They were conscious and deliberate contrasts. They wanted to create out of themselves, to augment. They found themselves, however, alone in their underworlds, a name to be applied to worlds which belonged to the third suns. These spirits were disunified among themselves. But in the memory of their leaving the dual, they aimed now at a union of nerve spirit, following their sensual feelings, which means following the degeneration of a spiritual dual love. They thought they themselves could thus create. The decay of the dual love expressed itself in sensual feelings which searched for an expression in the attraction of nerve spiritual fluids. In this way, these spirits formed sensual apparitions, in their casings. They did not, however, find a spiritual principle which would have been adequate, outside of the contrast spirits. Therefore, the contrast spirits did not accomplish an intelligent fulfillment. The life principle, however, rotating through the worlds and animating all their fluids in the law of nature, also animated these fluids of the contrast spirits which were sensually generated. As a result, animals came into existence which were corresponding to sensuality. Sensuality is an expanding, augmenting feeling which filled all molecules and cellular animals of the fluids generated by the contrast spirits in their sensual attraction of nerve spirit. The rotating life principle which unites the microcosmic in a great organism animated sensual animals according to the law of nature, in these fluids. This caused the birth of live young ones, out of inherent sensuality which was inherited from the contrast. The mutual fluidal contact of the contrast spirits in their, 60, nerve spirit did not bring forth new life, but new commutations. They developed an electric matter of albumin white, molecular. Animated in cellular kind. This accumulated microcosmic life in a larger organism and produced a mechanically living form, or animal. These animals augmented then, through sensuality, in various descents. This coming into life of sensual animals out of fluids of contrast spirits was animated only by the life principle and was only a consequence of the law of nature. Everything produces similar and relative objects. Therefore, the fluids of the contrast spirits, after their animation through the life principle, had to be similar and relative to them as far as form and qualities are concerned. This explains the many varied images of the Greek mythology which created human spirits out of old memory. This caused the legends of the creative evil god, in contrast to the good one. The contrast spirits did not find satisfaction in the kind of animation and development of their nerve spiritual emanation and agglomeration. They were angered about their lack of power to create something spiritually intelligent. The animals which grew out of their sensuality and their fluids animated by the rotating life principle, were wild and untamable. They were evil and a mirror of their own qualities. Therefore, the contrast spirits aimed at persecuting them and destroying them. A comparison between the second and third sons must be made here. In the second sons we find beautiful plants and birds, soft fragrant resting places, bright crystal waters. The inhabitants are the repentant converting spirits. In the third sons, we find a material sensual life. It produces unpleasant places in the planets of their system, such as poisonous plants and stagnant water. It produces sensual animals. The inhabitants here are unrepentant spirits. However, life in the third suns themselves was still less sensual and material than that of planets and satellites. This is because those contrast spirits which were sensual through nerve spiritual contact and which generated sensuality, 61, existed mostly in the planets. These planets received light, food, and warmth from the third suns which were less sensual and material in spirit, power, and matter. That was the reason why they became solarities. You see commutations of kinds occurring first through accumulations of eggs and incubations. The birth of young ones occurred in a denser fluid and in its agglomerations, which generated by spiritual sensuality. We conclude this chapter in the stage of underworlds and higher worlds. Here is a splendid spiritual life. There is a sensual augmenting endeavor. Between both is a crevice which should be leveled off by a reconciling link. Then we jump to page 62, chapter 15. Reconciling development. Our attention must be focused especially on the development of the various worlds and of the life principle. The life principle was incorporated in the so-called underworlds materially, by the law of nature, as a mechanically obedient and animating power. The life principle was an individuality, an animating power coming from God, rotating and animating everything in existence, in the law of nature. It is the progenerating power emanating from God and fertilizing Mother Nature. Reconciling the contrast with the law, incorporating and animating sensual organs in the underworlds, the life principle in itself did not become sensual. The sensual spirits remained the sensual principle. The life principle agglomerated the sensual organic fluids, by its animation, and bore animals out of them. By doing this, it did not, however, in its individuality as a life a principle, become sensual itself. It remained mechanical, following the law of nature in its rotation and animating everything according to law. Life principle, power, and fluid can only create uniformly. The one causes the other. The life principle, emanating from God, has its lawful rotation, its lawful way of formation and animation, through three realms, namely, the realm of earth, of plants, and of animals. After that, it becomes a spiritualized life principle which grows in power and in consciousness. It remains a mechanically obeying principle, during all rotations and animations, unified with the law. It grows, however, in power and consciousness during the course of rotation. This expresses itself in an instinctive, soulful, but still mechanical life. The continuous forming, rotating, and animating develops the individuality of the life principle into a psychic principle. In the course of these two chapters are planets, satellites, and atoms turning around their maternal worlds, the third suns, in systems. We call these worlds underworlds because they, 63, form in every respect a striking contrast to the first and second suns, which we call higher worlds. We call the contrast spirits demons, and we chose this name as a contrast to the messiahs. Desiring to create, the demons saw live young ones, animals, came forth from the densest organic sensual fluids which were animated by the rotating life principle. Since the fluids were penetrated by sensuality, organically as well as cellularly, the molecules of the electric magnetic albumin locked themselves in the cells. This produced clusters of sensual embryonic organisms and brought forth live young ones. The fluid embryonic development came from the nerve spirits of the demons. It was animated by the life principle which animated everything. In this way, matter and quality of the animals came from the demons. They received animation from the life principle and came into existence as live young beings which grew into wild, devastating, angered contrary animals. These animals had attracted the qualities of demons, by means of their organic origin. This was the life on the planets and satellites. The demons, aware of being immortal, searched for a satisfaction of their contrary and sensual feelings in the electric contact and condensation of their nerve spirit. They knew neither death nor incorporation. They were outside of the law. After their first fall, they became death-like and in this way fluidly purer. But now they condensed their nerve spirit with consciousness and deliberation. They commuted it without death, which means that they condensed it. The suns of the third class influenced solarically the planets, through their higher potency of light, warmth, and magnetic centripetal force. These third suns were inhabited by contrast spirits which we do not call demons since they had not reached the complete grade of decadence. They were placed, therefore, according to law, in the third suns as minor contrast spirits, in a minor contrary fluid. In the course of our decryption you see that what we call pure magnetism, does exist only in the primordial light and in, 64 the first suns. The first fall condensed already the magnetism into electricity. The deeper we go into dependence the more the latter will prevail. Electricity and magnetism express powers, namely repulsion and attraction. The effect of both powers together, we describe by electromagnetisms and polarities. These rule, you see, in condensations from the second suns down into the underworlds. In the underworlds there is mainly electromagnetism, which means more electricity than magnetism. This was placed, in the form of a jelly, connected by cells, in the nerve spirit of the A-demons, more electrical in the albumen, and more magnetic in the cells. The denser the nerve spirit became, the more magnetism turned into electricity. This electric magnetic jelly with its duality, working polarically by attraction and repulsion, was placed not only in the nerve spirits, but in the whole earth, in all plants and organisms. This jelly penetrated the earth, holding together everything in cells, as a net. In the same way, the plants had their electric magnetic jelly which held together their fibers, nerves and cells. In the same way, the animals had them in their nervous systems. This jelly, which evaporated from the earth, formed above it an electromagnetic layer of ether and air. Attracted by solarity, these layers, in their commutations, caused electric apparitions of light or ether. In the course of thousands of years which fill this chapter, you see the intelligent and sensual contrast form itself in the underworlds. You see the contrast spirits which had not fallen so deeply in the third suns. Those fallen spirits which had started on the way of improvement had returned to their original purity, in the course of thousands of years. Following the rotation, in their reconciliation with the law, they had become repentant dual spirits which were entrusted with minor missions. They had found home in the first suns, through spiritualization and unification. the second sons, as paradise is free of inhabitants, whether, waiting for a reconciling link. Two actions shall be stressed here. One is the fall and augmentation towards the underworlds. The other is the repentance and reconciliation, the unification towards the higher worlds and towards the primordial light. We want to emphasize in our words only the fonts of the events. We describe everything only in great outlines, drawing with undetailed sketches. Opposing themselves in contrast to God, the demons must necessarily be in striking contrast to Him. Desiring to create, they became the originators of sensuality in nature which bore live offspring. They were the representatives of all that is materialistic, repulsive, and contrary to law. The forming law of nature changed it into a reconciling development, because God, the primordial principle of love, does not destroy anything. 66, Chapter 16. Embryonic Spirits. Between demons and messiahs, you see a gap which is not filled by any reconciling link. Such a reconciling link, however, was already forming itself, in the course of all these chapters, waiting to become awakened to consciousness. This link had to be reconciliatory threefold, namely a principle of reconciliation which had to be intelligent, united in power and matter, and spiritually self-conscious. This reconciling link finds its origin in God, in the spiritual principle which emanates from Him, and in a psychically developed life principle. These two principles clothed in a fluid bring forth a whole, namely, embryonic spirits. We said that the life principle gained power and consciousness in its rotation, and in its growth of formation. This changed it to a psychic, instinctive principle which always followed the law mechanically. The stronger and the more self-conscious the life principle was, the more potent it became, and the closer it came to the spiritual principle emanating from God. The peak of its potency produced its melting and its uniting into the spirit principle out of which embryonic spirits were born. The animating principle reaching its highest potency, was drawn from the underworlds into the second suns, from there into the primordial suns and thus gradually into the primordial light. While this was taking place, it was animating and working in a unifying rotating movement. In the primordial light, it united with the spiritual principle emanating from God, as a new creation, or as embryonic spirits, like the firstborns of God. The more conscious and strong the life principle was, the more it became of a psychic nature and the higher it was raised potentially, until it streamed into the unifying primordial light and emerged from there as a new creation. Millions of embryonic spirits were born out of this merging. Progenerated by the rays of vibration, they received development and form by rotation. 67 As spiritual embryos, they were progenerated out of the primordial light, by the power of vibration. They were born out of the unified soul principle, by the power of assimilation. They came into the primordial suns through rotation. There, these spiritual embryos were developed to perfect dual spirits, instructed by the messiahs. They also received three spiritual gifts, intelligence, dual love, and free will. They awoke from their embryonic state, in the primordial suns, to self-conscious dual spirits, still in the stage of childhood. In the course of their formation and development, they were led into the second suns or paradises, instructed by the messiahs. These worlds were adequate for the embryonic spirits, in their lawful complete fluidal formation. This is a threefold movement which produced one whole. First, spiritual embryos were born in the primordial light, after unification of the life principle, through the first movement, vibration and assimilation. Secondly, they were comprised by rotation, bringing them into the primordial suns, where they were formed dual spirits. Third, the messiahs led them from the primordial suns into paradises. That they should, as developed dual spirits, in the full power of youth, start their lives of independent development. As dual spirits, they were gifted with intelligence, free will and love. Their casings or nerve spirit corresponded completely to the half-material stage. These are the three movements. Be well aware now of an important part of this book. There is a difference between the coming into existence of these spirits and the coming into existence of the firstborns of God. These spirits came forth, not so perfect and not so directly from God, as the firstborns had. The contrast, in the meantime, had come to its formation or deformation. These spirits were the reconciling link. They were the filling of a crevice, while the firstborns had emanated freely from God. Furthermore, the embryonic spirits were born half out of the life principle which had already passed all phases of nature, of the contrast, of the reconciliation, of dipotence and potence, and they were born half, 68, out of Goda TMS emanation. The firstborns, however, were children of the purest light, Ao light of my light. And the firstborns were similar to God, while the embryonic spirits were similar to the Messiahs. Their stage of perfection was the goal which the embryonic spirits wanted to reach. These embryonic spirits received the same spiritual gifts or means of development as the firstborns. The same dual law united them into one. According to their psychic nature and according to the fluidal quality of their nerve spirit, they were different from the origin of the firstborns. They received form and development, following the law of their birth, from the first sons, while the firstborns received them from the primordial light. The embryonic spirits, at their awakening to consciousness, had already the knowledge that a contrast was existing and that the temptation was to conquer. They awoke, in accordance with their psychic nature, as inhabitants of the paradises, with the consciousness of a forbidding law. The awakening or incorporation which are synonymous of these spirits in the second sons, occurred according to the law of rotating, turning, and forming. It followed the law of nature which emanates from God, the unchangeable. The life principle animated everything by forming and assimilating rotation. This means it attached itself to the power and the matters. In the same way the spirits, guided by rotation, came into the second sons, as a spiritual intelligent principle of animation. They came in forms which were similar to their originators and adequate to the paradises. These spirits, therefore, were spiritually similar to the Messiahs. They were fluidly adequate to their nerve spirit, the worlds which they comprised. The Messiahs were the intermediaries of their incorporation into the paradises. We make here a small comparison to the paradise of Moses. Adam awakens. God inhales his spirit into him. His body is made of earth. The spirits awake, out of the life principle, spiritually through God, fluidly in the fluids of the worlds. Illustration: Adam is the image of the dual spirit. Eva was taken from his inner body. She is like his dual, emanating from him, but still forming one with him. So are also the dual spirits which are two in their fluidal form or nerve spirit, but one in the root. This is like a triangle, which is one through the unifying base, and becomes two single ones through the fraction of it. Imagine that the two lines on the right and on the left side represent spirits. The base represents then the unifying connecting fluidal tie of dual love. When this tie is torn, the duals are separated. The embryonic spirits were conscious of the existence of the contrast placed in the forbidding law. This is, figuratively, the tree of knowledge. Angels came to them. This means the converted spirits were assigned to them as guardian spirits. By doing this they fulfilled minor missions. There were neither evil animals nor plants in these second sons where an eternal spring ruled. Their inhabitants knew neither death nor sin. The way to perfection was open to them. In this way, they lived, developing with rotation, endowed threefold as unified dual spirits. In the midst of this peaceful nature, they perceived the contrast, and they recognized the underworlds. There was the forbidding law, the forbidden fruit. Within their view were the Messiahs and the higher worlds. But they also had a view of the underworlds, with a consciousness of the forbidding law. They received life, light, and instruction from above, while the temptation came from below. This is the link which fills the crevice. They are free individual spirits, capable of formation and progress, well guided by their guardian spirits between the messiahs and the contrast, aware of the contrast as a forbidding law. Without intelligence and free will, there can be no individual or spiritual development. According to the law of nature, they had received the three endowments with their existence. The next chapter will show how they used them. The Reconciling Law of Numbers of Development, Chart 12. See PDF. The Reconciling Law of Numbers makes a conclusion in the figures. We have here a simple addition from 180 to 210. It is again a spot of rest, a totality in the creation. 70, chapter 17. Third fracture. The embryonic spirits had passed from childhood into ripe youth without failing. Their spirits were in full development. Obediently, they rotated with the law. They went on, with their worlds, to a magnificent accomplishment. Their eyes were turned upwards and they were turned also toward the underworlds, since they were to be their reconciling link. They were placed between God and the contrast in the universe. The expression of dual love was situated in themselves. Two spirits surrounded by one fluid united in this spiritual love and embrace, were expected to be parents, or better, fluidic outfitters of newly arising embryonic spirits. This is what they were expected to become. This was their mission. This is what the forming rotation was supposed to lead them to when the influence of the contrast and the fall of the spirits interfered. The appearance of the pure spirits filled the demons with fury. They had learned to recognize the impotence of their opposition against the law of nature and their incapacity to create. The existence of the spirits shamed them and filled them with envy, since their deformation contrasted badly with the perfect formation of the spirits. They could not invade personally the second sons, since the governing law of nature and the pure fluids of the sons stood between, as insurmountable barriers. Therefore, they did what they could, by means of their free will, of their contrary intelligence, and of their ingratiating sensuality, to awaken first the curiosity of the spirits. They tried, then, to instill into them the desire for tasting the contrast. The demons developed, up to the borders of their realm, which means of the underworlds, electric fire sparks and iridescences. They knew that the eyes of the young spirits were turned toward their worlds. This awoke curiosity for the forbidden. In the midst of the electric lights were the demons, as the animating principle of these fluids which were sent exploding and shattering into space. The appearance of the contrast and of the demons with their electric fluorescent nerve spirit seemed new to the spirits. A part of the spirits found these forms disgusting, evil-smelling and disagreeable. They joined firmly, therefore, their guardian spirits. They held on with all their might to the solidarity of their world. In other spirits, however, curiosity was aroused. They took a liking to these forms. Opposing the forming rotation, they swung out of their circle into space, towards the contrast. This caused a threefold offal from the second sons, spiritually with respect to power, and fluidly. It meant a throwing off of firings. Depending on the way they were thrown off, these firings placed themselves around the third sons. They were attracted and kept in balance by centripetal power. This is the first fall of the embryonic spirits. You see the completely pure dual spirits remaining in their paradises and continuing in their rotation after the firings had been thrown off. The falling spirits are breaking away as duals. Their first fall was disobedience. This was followed by the second fall, the sensuality. Coming closer to the contrast by the offal, the demons developed sensual emotions in the dual spirits. Out of their nerve spirits. The receiving part of the duals tasted first the forbidden fruit in an unspirited contact with the contrast spirits. This contact acted upon the duals destructively, like an electric shock. It conveyed itself to the giving part. In this way, you see before you separated duals, twofold sensual spirits being disunited within themselves. Just as the magnetism changed into electricity, this pure fluidal nerve spirit changed into a sensual dense one. Not only sensuality, but also arrogance attracted the spirits by the contrast. They wanted to create, to progenerate and to surpass God. Here a separation of the falling spirits occurred. They separated into sensual disobedient spirits. Frightened by the consequences of the separation, they detached themselves from the other animalistic sensual spirits, from their electric fluids, from their power of repulsion into better fluids. They followed, 72, their regular rotation, mechanically, without any will, stunned and frightened. The stepping out of these less fallen spirits, out of the other deeply fallen ones, caused an elimination of spirit, power, and matter from the firings. This was the consequence of a fourth solaric formation which was similar to the third formation of suns. By this action which occurred in rotation according to the law of nature, the atoms and molecules are being eliminated from the firings by the forming fourth suns of fell deeper into the space of the underworlds with their sensual spiritual principle. This elimination found itself attracted by centripetal power to them maternal worlds, which means to the fourth suns which had just eliminated them, through their fall into the space of the underworlds. This elimination caused cohesions and splinterings. In this you see a leveling of and a filling in of space through the rising of the fourth suns. Through the atomic cohesions in the underworlds, a cramming occurs which concentrates again solarically. The offal of the spirits was threefold. It was similar to the first fall, but it caused chaotic convulsions only in the underworlds. This happened because the planets, world atoms and satellites met the molecules and atoms of eliminations in shattering cohesions during the complete development of their maternal worlds of the fourth suns. The deeply fallen sensual spirits became paralyzed numbly in the midst of all these cohesions. The demons, powerless against Goda TMS law, saw themselves pushed to and fro without any will of their own, by cohesions, bound by the law of nature. The disentanglement of this chaos, which had come into existence by augmentation, condensation, and overcrowding as well as by the offal of the spirits, was affected by a fifth solaric formation. We see also now the fourth suns turning around the third suns. They are themselves a solaric system surrounded during their formation by molecules and atoms until fifth solarities were also forming out of this chaotic cohesion. They turned around the fourth suns. The contrary spirits inhabiting the third suns found themselves in the middle between the completely sensual and the half-sensual spirits, between the arrogant and the disobedient spirits. In this way, there was no difference between the fallen firstborns which before had been in the third suns, and the fallen spirits. We call all of them fallen spirits with the exception of the demons. Thus, in the third suns there were steadfast repentant spirits, as a solaric spiritual power. They attracted solarically, spiritually, and fluidly those embryonic spirits which had failed half-sensually, through disobedience and dual separation. The sensual, not arrogant, separated dual spirits drew chaotic disentanglement which we have described in the form of themselves solarically out of the circle of the deeply sunk, arrogant spirits. These sensual spirits came into the fourth suns. The spirits fell completely to the contrast, laid in a chaos of congestions, and were stunned as though dead. Those are in the fourth suns in an attached stage of the half sleep. In the third suns there were frightened repentant spirits. The spiritual fall was stimulated by curiosity and was caused by disobedience. It brought spiritual degeneration, degenerated power, derotation, matter condensation, and dualistic separation. Look now with us, O men, who you are just such fallen spirits, on the threefold mercy and the threefold reconciliation of God. Before we go on with a more detailed description of there, the fraction in the law of numbers proceeds simply like the first one. But it has its double length and size and its double periphery. Of the third suns, we would like to make a comparison of this fall with the fall of men as it is described in the Old Testament. Here is told to you how each man of the earth comes into existence already afflicted with sin. The Genesis of Moses can be neither scientifically correct nor theologically just, if it would be limited to the earth alone. It is a picture drawn of the great whole. 74, it is said, Ao, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. A look in this for the symbol of the awakening of dead matter, of the awakening of the universe. Do not let yourself be confused by the terminology. Look for the spirit of the words. God, heaven, the waste earth and the sinister depth, God, is primordial light, and the dead matter. God said, Ao, let there be light at May, and the universe became alive. Out of the primordial light was brought forth the odd light. This means day and night. Ao, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, so means that God is in the primordial light. Moses says quite correctly that God at TMS word, Ao, let there be light. A had two effects, day and night, awakening of dead matter and an animated universe, the odd light and the primordial light. Second day, Ao, and God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. At the firmament is the primordial light. The water is the animated universe which surrounded the primordial light. Here is the formation of fluid droplets. The fall of the Messiahs is meant by the passage, Ao, and God divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. A the third day, Ao, and God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. A this is the formation of the primordial suns, so that one could see the dry land. 76. The third day is the development of the suns. It is the separation of the fluidal substances, the cooling down. Moses does not mention especially the fall of the Messiahs. He assumes this later, however, as an established fact when he mentions the tempting demons in the paradise. On the fourth day, God created various stars and the sun and established days and years. This is the course of the regular rotation of the suns. This part of the book of Moses led, as you will know, to many errors. Since the worlds did not develop equally fast or at the same time, as we have told you, there were in this period great lights and small lights, which means various worlds in the stage of development. On the fifth day, it is told, God created the animals of the water and the birds. These are the great amphibians, herbivores, and birds which we described to you previously. On the sixth day, God created the living creature and man. This is the development of the life principle in descendants. It is the awakening of the embryonic spirits in the paradises. It is said, furthermore, that God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life. The embryonic spirits were truly made by God at TMS breath applied to an animated spiritual principle. They were clothed in fluidal nerve spirit with the fluids of their worlds. We have said that the taking of Eve out of Adam contained the idea of dualism in itself. The long sleep of Adam before Revere TMS creation is the process of the intimate dualistic union which the spirits went through in the primordial suns. His awakening and discovering of his female companion means the dualistic consciousness of the spirits, the consciousness of two in one. In this way, the Genesis of Moses can be regarded only as a draft of the picture of creation on the whole, up to the general fall of man. His words are primordial truth and go to S inspiration if they are applied symbolically to the great whole. God warns the spirits of the tree of knowledge, which means the contrast which they saw in the paradise, and in the fallen, 76, universe. The voice of cherubims and archangels was audible to them. They warned the spirits of the contact and approach of the contrast, since this would bring them death, which means lethargy and incorporations. To be confined to the Garden of Paradise means to be confined to laws of nature which they should not surpass. The receiving part of the dualistic spirits failed first by tasting the forbidden fruit through nerve spiritual contact of the contrast. This conveyed itself to the given dual, which in this way also received the contrast in electric communication. The receiving of the contrast separated the duals. In this way a nerve spiritual commutation occurred. This was a formation of sensual forms. Adam and Eve started to be ashamed because they recognized these forms as nakedness. That is why they tried to wrap themselves up in denser fluids. That is the symbolic meaning of their making themselves aprons out of fig leaves. After that, Adam and Eve were driven out of the paradise by cherubims. This means that the pure spirits concentrated in the second sons, eliminating all contrast. The following condemnation of the serpent and the sentence against Adam and Eve are all a deep allegoric truth. The serpent, namely, the demons, had burdened their consciences a hundredfold by the fall of the spirits. From now on, they should be in the lowest materialistic worlds. There should be such enmity between the demon and the woman as to cause her to crush his head underfoot. This means a special mission to conquer the contrast and the sensuality. The eternal temptation of sensuality surrounds the receiving part of the dual, the woman. Only she shall conquer the sensuality and destroy the contrast. Only through her, the giving part of the dual, is man able to do the same. Law of Numbers, Third Fracture, Chart 13. The real third fracture is in its size twice that of the first fracture. In its content it is three times the first fracture. The length of the tangent of the third fracture is twice the length of the tangent of the first fracture. This indicates the second, individual fracture of the spirits. This tension of the third fracture is threefold, however, in its action and development. That is why we count it as three in the addition. In the concrete, the third fracture is three times as large as the triangle of the first fracture. The sides of the triangle are, however, four times as long as those of the first concrete fractional triangle. In this are included the three concrete fractures and the fourfold individual fracture, concrete, or taken dualistical in particular. In the addition, the concrete fracture is to be taken as nine. In the abstract, the fractional triangles have remained equal in size to their sides. But they have doubled in their number, which means in their tangents. The 36 lines represent the double nature of the fall. The majority of the lines represent the dimension of the real and of the concrete. They represent the double nature of the fall, and are counted as 18 in the addition. What in the real and in the concrete is dimension, is in the abstract and majority of tangents 36, which, however, count only as 18. The real multiplication is called 3 times 1 are 8. In the concrete 3 times 3 are 9. In the abstract, 8 times 6 are 18. The total addition of this chart is 240. Chapter 18. Threefold disentanglement from the chaos. The threefold fallen spirits were distributed according to spirit, power, and matter. The less contrast spirits had fallen into the third sons because of their disobedience, which had caused their dualistic separation. Around them, the thrown off fire rings were rotating first as rings. They were kept in the spiral movement through the centripetal power of the third sons until the solaric germs of them were separated by the power of the spirit principle and by rotation, from the molecular firings. They formed the fourth sons. Some of the spirits which were eliminated because of disobedience with the firings from their sons and were placed in the circle of the third sons, felt repentance and fright. They gave in and were included in the third sons, with their fluids, since these were worlds which were adequate to them. This gave expansion and extension to the third sons, so that they grew in solarity and centripetal power. Through this addition of power and enlargement of fluidic magnetism, there occurred the elimination and attractive drawing out of the magnetic electric better fluids and of the less sensual spirit, from the firings into solary elements. Aided by the power of rotation, this solarization of the atoms was effected according to the law of nature. This was the elimination of solaric germs and atoms which developed into fourth sons, rotating around the third suns. The development of these solaric elements moved gradually through all the already named grades of development of the atom, germ, egg, comet, and of the rolling and circling world. All this happened in different elliptic grades. We now have fourth suns rotating around the third suns, out of the atoms of firings in the course of rotation and in terms of millions of years. In this way the third suns drew solaric elements out of the firings. In spiral movement, they formed smaller fourth suns, forming themselves through rotation from the atoms. 79. The sensual spirits were stagnant in their fluids during the formation of these fourth suns, as paralyzed, half asleep, sensual spiritual principles. The formation of the fourth suns caused an elimination of spirit, power, and matter from the other suns. In this way, the sensual, arrogant spirits fell deeper with their matters, powered by cohesion. They fell in the ellipses of the planets, atomizing and molecularizing them. They met the planets of the underworlds in their eliminating fall. This caused cohesions or destroying movements. All this happened according to law, so that it had been called a chaos brought forth in accordance with the law of nature. This was a natural consequence of the fall, of the elimination of contrast spirit, power, and matter. The fall occurred through gravity and moved downwards, into the contrast in the opposite direction to spiritualization, which moves upwards. The cohesions were consequences of the sensuality and of the fall. The sensual and arrogant spirits lay stunned and helpless in these matters. The demons were caught in their own chains of impotence for opposing the law. The solarity and the centripetal power of the fourth suns also started to work. They influenced the underworld at TMS chaos. By concentrating solarically and attractively, the solaric germs and elements gathered again into a fifth solaric formation, into a fifth system of suns, out of these atomized fluids. This searched for the solaric attractive elements out of atoms and germs, after solarity and full centripetal power had been reached. This gathered a sixth solary system rotating around. The sixth suns are the smallest, heaviest, and most material worlds of suns. They have their planetary system, or a forming element of seventh suns around themselves. Among these thousands of sixth suns exists the sun of the Earth. Among these millions of solaric germs, the Earth is situated. In the sensual spiritual principle and its power and matter, there are various steps and shades which were formed in, to the way of spirals or steps through rotation and solaric power, up to the formation of suns. In these developments there are to be found atoms, germs, worlds of eggs, rolling and rotating worlds. They all move on, starting and developing as solarities. After having reached a solaric centripetally powered step, throwing off fire rings, they eventually found a system of their own. The formation of all the millions of worlds took the lawful course of spirit, power, and matter. They formed everything as a threefold one, relative to them in the law of descendants and commutation. Nowhere was arbitrary action. Everything came lawfully from God, formed by His threefold law. In this way, the commutations of the beginning follow each other, step by step, through spirit, power, and matter. Nothing happens without these sacred three. You see no change in these principles. Their action is change and formation in relatives. The principles are TM spirit, power, and matter are in themselves an inseparable law. So you see God high, above all attacks of the contrast. Wanting to shatter high heaven three times, it was rendered out of action three times, and was enclosed in the law. The contrast stood opposite of spirit, power, and matter, like a fraction opposite a whole. Continuing calmly to form and rotate, the law of nature enclosed the contrast in lawful commutations and in polarities. The spirits of the third suns awoke eventually from their lethargy. With the returning power of life, they became conscious of their mistake, of leaving the paradise, of their new difficult and painful road. The worlds in which they were placed appeared to them equally painful and coarse in comparison with the paradises. But before we go on to a more detailed description of these worlds, we must mention something about the underworlds. In the fifth and sixth circles of suns, all sensual elements and spirits, which had sunk deepest, had separated in the planets and satellites. Each system of suns in its animation and formation, contains scale of its own. With various commutations and differences of spirit, power, and matter. These three work in the microcosm, in the smallest as they work in the macrocosm, in the largest. But the spiritual principle is decisive in every way, namely, the power moves according to the potency of the spiritual principle or of the motor, and the density of matter also forms itself according to it. Continuous commutations become the law for those who had sunk deeply, just as equality is the law of the pure ones. We look now at the commutations of spirit, power, and matter in all systems of suns. Law of numbers, threefold disentanglement from the chaos, chart 14. The quantity of figures in this chart of a_threefold reconciling movement. The difference here is caused by the third fraction in the larger multiplying forms. The addition of this chart is called 270. This chart is also valid for chapters 18 and 19. Chapter 19, 3rd, 4th and 5th solaric systems. The commutations of spirit, power, and matter keep pace with each other. What we say now, happens gradually in the same rhythm. Other spiritual commutation is situated in the spirit itself and in this way in the appearances of the life principle, in the movement of power, and in the density of matter. The material commutation is placed for the spirits in their casings or nerve spirit, in the bodies of animals, in the plants, and in the density of earth and matter. The commutation of power is placed in the attributes of spirits as well as in ecliptics and rotation of worlds. Let us look first upon the commutations of spirit, power, and matter of the third suns. Here, the spiritual principle was disobedient, and disunited twofold. It was repulsive in power and electrically condensed in matter. Separated dualistically by disobedience, the desire for sensuality existed in the spirits of this grade. The qualities expressed by the spirit principle found an adequate form. They found it first in the incarnation of spirits, second in all kinds of embodiment of the life principle. In this way, there was in these worlds desire everywhere, yet no sensuality. The desire should have been killed, or better sublimated. Since the dualistic spirits were separated into a receiving and a giving principle, everything in this world was separated. Earth, plants, and animals were filled with a separated receiving and giving principle. The nerve spirits had incorporated themselves in the fluids of these worlds. This means that they had acquired more expressive forms. The spirits were placed latent in the fluids of these worlds. In this way, the spiritual principle attracted living cells and albumin organisms through the power of rotation. These developed more and more and embodied these spirits. Awakened, 83, they became conscious of this embodiment, just as they had also the memory of their false steps. A course of rotation always contains a turn of commutations, up to the most perfect spiritual level. These spirits of the third suns started the lawful turn of commutations with their worlds. This turn of commutations was placed in the assimilation. This is the assimilation of commutations of bodies to which the spirits had fallen. They were perfectly conscious of this. They followed consciously this turn, this assimilation out of which they burst from the cocoon, like a butterfly. Those spirits which remained disobedient and did not rotate with the turn, were brought into a deeper circle, into a depotentiated world, by the law of elimination. They suffered this as individual cases with their individual nerve spirits and fluids. The spirits which followed the turn, were developed into the higher worlds, according to the law of the unifying attraction and spiritualization. The relative movement of the third suns around the primordial light, had been mentioned already. You understand that a turn of rotation was a very long life and a long development in which these spirits had time to kill all low desires, and to strive after the dualistic unity. The communication of these spirits of the third sons with the higher spirits occurred directly. This means their bodies did not hinder them in seeing the higher spirits and in understanding their language. Otherwise, however, they could not see into the other worlds. The temptation was placed in themselves. They were expected to develop intelligently. The recognition of God was supposed to lead them back to their original purity. Following the same principles and laws, only in a sensually denser measure, spirit, power, and matter developed in the fourth sons. There, also, the fallen spirits existed as a sensual latent principle, in the solarically developing denser matters of these worlds. After the fourth sons had become endowed with twofold, 84, plants and animals, those spirits awoke from their sleep. Since everything was materially and organically coarser, this sensual spiritual principle attracted, by means of the nerve spirit, coarser organic germinal matter. This gave material bodies to the spirits. Sensual in form and expression, but still not what men on earth call sensual, they were relatively sensual, compared with what they had been before. The attraction of bodies or the incarnation of spirits occurs always according to the same law of spiritual and nerve spiritual attraction of the cells existing in the worlds, and of organic albumen germ matter. This attraction arranges itself in forms by rotation. These fourth sons had a manifold rotation of their own. Therefore, the whole turn of commutation was quicker, but also more manifold. The inhabitants of these worlds died or commuted themselves, but not through sensual death, nor were they born sensually since their sensuality was not that of earthly men. They had the dim memory of their mistakes. They were placed sleeping and pupating in a state of transition, in commutation of a body and of turn of life into another. When one of their life turns came close to the end, their bodies, too, inclined for commutation. The spirit then changed to a new turn, and a new body. In these worlds, all increase and commutations occurred through the egg and through pupations. The pupation of spirits was a chemical commutation of bodies. In this time, the spirit was latent, sleeping, its surroundings were in a fluidic pupation, but it was visible in the process of material chemical commutation. Herein was placed the greatest trial and the deepest suffering of the spirits. Their communication with the higher ones did not occur directly, but indirectly through missions of the better spirits and through their temporary appearance on these worlds. It occurred through their own spiritual development, through accomplishment of their qualities. This means through unfolding of their spiritual love, their spiritual eyesight, or spiritual hearing and of feeling. This made them into mediators or, 85, higher spirits for their brothers. To develop these spiritual gifts and to compensate thereby for their qualities and to decrease sensuality in themselves, was the purpose of these incarnations. These spirits were expected to develop reasoning, intelligence, and love by use of the means which God had given to them. To follow the forming rotations and the law, spiritually, and to rise to higher power, brought the spirits to higher grades. Not to follow, however, to derotate, brought them spiritually and fluidly into the deeper worlds or into dipotence, according to the law of elimination of all unequal elements. In the fifth sons, spirit, power, and matter brought forth their formations through the detached spirit, power, and matter of the third and fourth sons. Therefore, here all creations came into existence in doubly depotentiated commutations. The spiritual principle of the fifth sons contains disobedience, arrogance, and sensuality. The fall of these spirits was threefold. From these fifth sons there came a solaric detachment, centrifugal repulsion and then again a centripetal attraction and formation. The fifth sons were, by the way, worlds of transition to the completely sensual sixth sons and to the half-sensual fourth sons. Placed between the circles of the sixth and fourth sons, the fifth sons were reconciling and connecting worlds of transition. Here is the transition from the spiritual to the animalistic inhabitant of worlds. Here is the transition from the egg to the live offspring, from the pupation to the painful death, from depupation to the painful birth. It is difficult for us to describe to you these steps of transition in a concrete manner, according to your ideas, since they cannot be proven. We can support this only by the logic of words and by the gradually developing figures of the law of numbers in chart 14, which are clear pictures of the transition. Since there are no jumps, as we have said before, it must exist in this gradual transition which was placed in the fifth circle of suns. Our descriptions therefore should not appear to, 86, you as mythological fables and legends. It is truth after the law of numbers and as logic. This is truth which does exist today exactly as then. There are these suns as worlds of transition filled with descendant transitions to earth, plants, and animal inhabitants. All existence, all organisms, and all powers and matters are comprised in change. The inhabitants between sensuality and spiritual beings, a half in spiritual and half in sensual external form, are endowed with organs and means of expression which are half spiritual and half sensual. Since the sensual arrogant spirits during their fall wanted to create, as once did the demons, they used for this purpose the same nerve spiritual fluidal means. Out of this, sensual organs came into existence. These organs placed themselves around the fallen spirits as bodies. This means that they grew around themselves a sensual body organically animated, condensing itself through perispiritual or nerve spiritual contact. Falling into a death-like sleep, they were awakened by movement of rotation in their sensual organic body, by which they now expressed themselves spiritually. They awoke embodied, just as the life principle lives and moves in embodiments and commutations. But the spirits were conscious of the embodiments, while the life principles were mechanical, unconscious of themselves. These sensual spirits attracted the fluids which were condensed by them, and which were organically animated in cellular kinds. In this way they received sensual organic embodiments with the help of the forming rotation. The inhabitants of these fifth suns were expected to change again, according to the law of their spiritual gifts of intelligence, of reasoning, and of love, which had degenerated so much. They were, however, closer by one degree to the law than the eliminated spirits of the sixth suns. Their embodiment was composed of a branching out of spiritual and sensual nature. Thus all kinds of plants and animals were separated into branches. There were transitory kinds of animal plants, transitory kinds of bird worms and fish, from crawling creatures to walking and flying ones, transitory creatures from quadrupeds to bipeds. These worlds were filled with transitory deposits and germs in their fluids and in their earth deposits. This general life of transition is the consequence of the concluding spiral movement. All circles of suns are, as you see, relative solarities compared with the primordial suns. But since they have all worlds and children around them and born by them, we call them dipotenced solarities. The multiplied movement produces a quicker turn of life and a quicker assimilation and commutation in the fifth suns. The inhabitants of these worlds receive only with difficulty the advice and instruction of the higher spirits, which visit the fifth suns in toilsome and short missions. Pains, suffering, toil for inhabitants and animals of these worlds are germinating and coming forth. The intelligence, the reasoning, the idea of God and the idea of original sin are half developed since their spirit feels the pressure of sensual organs. Their normal state is, by the way, what you would call on earth a somnambulistic state. This is a state of transition of spiritual and sensual qualities. By this state, the inhabitants of the fifth suns suffer great pain for their individualism. They want either to stun themselves sensually or to exempt themselves spiritually. This state of transition is the greatest trial of their arrogance, since they feel by this their lower level, their deep fault to their humiliation. They see higher spirits around themselves without being able to reach them. They see around themselves the rush of lower spirits which they regretfully feel spiritually as well as physically. The patient tolerating of this painful double state is their expiation and penitence. spiritual presumptions and overestimations, as well as violent sensual debaucheries, rushed them into deeper worlds through death. This means through a latent state of the spirit which, embodied in deeper worlds, regains consciousness again, as man. Chart 14 accompanies this chapter. 88, Chapter 20, Chart 15. Sixth Sons. The chart belonging to this chapter shows you that we have reached a conclusion, or totality. We said the sixth suns are the smallest ones and the densest ones. Their rotation is multiplied. They have attracted their solarity from three times detached ones through centripetal power. In this way, solaric germs developed into suns. They became the providers of the worlds of their systems. Among these sixth suns, your sun is situated, having many sisters, as you see. These sisters are suns of the same rotation and of the same density. Your sun has sisterly suns of many grades in atoms, in germs, in embryos, in eggs, in comets, in a rolling state and in a rotating state. It has half sisters. These are suns in a state of transition. Yes. It has a widely extended group of relatives in other systems of suns. It has nephews and nieces of all grades. It in itself has children of all phases and grades of development. Recognized in your system of the sun, the macrocosm in the microcosm. This means recognize the whole large entity in this smallest one, where you find again all that exists in relative and small measure. Now look again, O men, on the other hand, in your solar system, on the microcosm in the macrocosm, or upon the small entity in the large and you upon this one which once seemed all to men. Now, however, your eyes should be opened and your reasoning should gain ideas, in the turn of life of your microcosmic worlds. Yes, you shall perceive the end of a thread which leads you through the principles of spirit, power, and matter and the law of numbers, all through the universe. And in this way, you as a spiritual principle will share in the rotation of your world and will follow the lawful turn of life. God is within these worlds, too, through his all presence in their, 89, dipotenced primordial light, and in all manifestations of his power. In this system, as in all other states of development of worlds, there are placed atoms, germs, albumen worlds, comets, rolling worlds, and solarically forming planets. In these various states of worlds, animated ellipses and differences of density, everything lives and moves. All this is moved and formed by spirit, power, and matter. The highest potency of the sixth circle is situated in these suns, which are filled with power of all these systems. In the process of their solaric development, they too, threw off firings. In this way they got rid of the accumulated and overcrowding molecular and germany substance. Through this solaric development, the better apibe, the purer magnetism, the greater warmth and power of attraction of this lower grade, are concentrated in the sixth suns. The suns developed first through the purifying action of throwing off of fire rings, then gradually the worlds of their system were formed. We describe here how the death-like spiritual sensual principle appeared first in the suns. The theory and kind of awakening of all spirits is always the same, namely, in the fluids or matters of worlds adequate to them. These sensual and arrogant spirits awoke in the midst of the matter after they had been lying latent in their development. They awoke with these worlds adequate bodies or organisms which enabled them to realize a sensual life. The awakening of the most degenerated spirits was in denser and more material bodies than all embodiments which were described up to this point. Their embodiment came forth by motoric attraction of the organisms developed in the worlds. These organisms became animalistically human by their degeneration and their desire for sensual satisfaction. Only after long purifications of the spirit and after manifold commutations of the bodies, they formed humanly in the descendancies. In all worlds, the growing or organisms is guided by the same laws. In this way occurred the first voluminous incarnations of spirits, as a consequence of their spiritual fall in the existing organisms and matters, and took their independent individual way of multiplication. Equal to these material incarnations was the whole nature of these worlds of the sixth circle. The development of them is material from the beginning. Principally, the kind of development is always the same, even if the commutations are materially more depotentiated and coarser. In this way, the so deeply fallen spirits were placed between coarse material birth organisms. According to the law of descendants, they became similar to these, organically as well as materially. They retained their spiritual individual principle. They formed a transition, a link between animals and men, and they were called animal men. Such deeply fallen spirits could not have any other first incarnation, according to the law of spirit, power, and matter, which never makes jumps or exceptions, but creates a just and similar way. In the course of rotations and of lighter periods, the first developed worlds of the sixth circle potentiated or purified themselves. However, all over in all planets where the deeply fallen spirits had arrived at the border of the contrast, the animal-human incarnation is the first one. Naturally, these spirits have lost all consciousness of their past during the incarnation. They suffered the pain and struggle of death and a spiritual paralysis before their incarnations. The woman gives birth with pain. Her turn of life is short but manifold. The incarnations are permanent, until the spirit has again reached a level of intelligence, reason, and goodwill. The separation of duals in these worlds is total. Since they are united spiritually by law, they must find themselves again, according to law, after many incarnations and after the awakening of a desire for spiritual love. Blinded by arrogance and stunned by sensuality, these spirits forgot the idea of God, and formed idols for themselves, according to their spiritual level. The communication with higher spirits would have been, 91, completely discontinued here if Goda TMS firstborns, sacrificing themselves, had not carried through godly missions in this sixth circle. These missions are always very short, and happened in larger intervals. Less failing spirits receive as a last purification or atonement tasks in these worlds. Receiving in groups incarnations in these worlds, spirits of the fourth and fifth groups of sons serve as an example to the deeper placed ones. They fulfill some missionary and propagating tasks. The communication with higher spirits proceeds only indirectly through incarnations or mediums. This is the total picture of the whole sixth system, in all its grades, among which your earth is included. We have now reached the border of the contrast, in the last dipotence, and in the last spiral circle. The spiral movement goes on potentiating in the inner circles up to the starting point. Just as spirit, power, and matter lead the dipotence in the law of numbers, they must also lead the potence. You see here the spiritual descendants of the animal men from the paradisical spirit, step by step downwards through the falls. You shall now look upon his return and follow it, from the animal man upwards to his descendants of the paradisical spirit, again step by step. If the spiritual germ of a high spirit were not placed in the animal man and if he were not the product of degeneration, he would never be able to reach the level of a high spirit, according to the law of nature. His spiritual descendants makes him capable of development. It distinguishes him from the animal. It helps him to go on by steps and to reach again his level of paradise. Thus, this is the spiritual ascendancy. If the individual spiritual germ were not implanted in the animal man, there would be no progressive commutation and no progressive descendants. It would otherwise be a continuous retrogradation. But the spiritual principle, the individual spirits proceed in groups. They are the decisive motoric element between power and matter. Therefore, we see the ascendancy from the animal man upwards to the developed, well-formed man. End of extracts. And end comment here by R. A. Tilda Sidilla. I feel it is far more timely to delve into the comic analyses from the New World impulse that came through Martinus Cosmic Analyses in the years after about 1930. Link, martinus.dk.